Welcome to Unit 5 of the Professionalism and Customer Service in the Health Environment component. Many of the issues in professionalism and customer service that we have discussed are common to many work settings, but there are several regulatory issues that are unique to working in a healthcare environment. In this unit, we will explore two areas where there are specific guidelines for individuals working in healthcare settings. These are the HIPAA rules and what are called standard precautions to prevent infection. Our learning objectives for this unit include examining the guidelines associated with infection control. In addition, we will study how to protect ourselves and others through the use of standard precautions. Finally, learners will study how the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, known as HIPAA, impacts communications for healthcare professionals. Let's begin with infection control. Infection control is a serious issue in healthcare organizations. The goal of infection control is to prevent infections from being spread. Following infection control guidelines can help to protect you from infections which others might have. And perhaps even more importantly, following these guidelines will protect patients from getting infections from you. When you are working in the healthcare setting, such as a hospital or clinic, it is important to understand that patients are often more vulnerable to infection than healthy people and will have more serious consequences if they do become infected. An infection contracted by a patient in the hospital is considered to be a hospital-acquired condition, or an HAC. HACs are taken very seriously by healthcare organizations for several reasons. For one thing, they have a negative impact on patients. For another, they have a negative impact on the healthcare organization. Since HACs can be described as the fault and responsibility of the organization, healthcare organizations are extremely interested in avoiding them because these infections would not happen if proper procedures and protocols for infection control were observed. You should know that insurers such as Medicaid and Medicare will not reimburse hospitals for the additional costs of caring for a patient with an HAC. The cost has to be absorbed by the organization. HACs are also a quality measure for healthcare organizations. Numerous HACs can adversely affect their ability to gain or keep regulatory approval. As you can see, HACs are a serious issue. The most effective means of controlling infection in the healthcare setting has been shown to be frequent handwashing with alcohol gel or soap and water. Using the proper technique for hand washing ensures that you are cleansing your hands of bacteria. As you soap or gel your hands, a good rule is to repeat the alphabet to yourself twice to be sure you are taking enough time for the gel or soap to work. Also, be sure to wash all surfaces of your hands and nails, being careful to get under jewelry, specifically rings. Times to wash your hands include before eating, before and after using the restroom, before and after being in patient care areas, and when returning to your organization from being off-site. More often is better than not often enough. Standard precautions are the core of infection control. Along with hand washing, they form the backbone for avoiding HACs and protecting you, patients, and others in the healthcare environment. While you are in patient care areas, any and all human body fluids you may encounter should be treated as if they are infected. For instance, if a patient has vomited in a hallway, alert the staff rather than trying to clean it up yourself. If you have made contact with any human body fluids, tell the staff right away and follow their directions. While these sorts of exposures will be rare, it is important for you to know how to handle them in a safe and healthy manner. Another important part of being a professional in the healthcare environment is for you to understand HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. HIPAA was signed into U.S. law in 1996. It impacts professional communications because it contains rules that protect the privacy of patient data. There are three important rules in HIPAA that directly protect patient privacy. The privacy rule applies to individually identifiable data. This means that information about specific patients can only be shared with those who need to know it to do their jobs. For example, a nurse needs to be able to review her patient's medications and other orders when she or he comes on the unit. However, nurses do not need to know information about any patient other than their own. The security rule sets national standards for data security. These rules must be followed by healthcare organizations and include specifications for who can access patient information, how security breaches are managed, the development of plans for disaster recovery, and physical safeguards for the computer hardware. The third rule that protects patient confidentiality is the patient safety rule, which requires that any analysis performed on medical data for safety reporting must be designed to protect patient privacy. This means that any identifiable patient data cannot be included in analysis, such as, for instance, reports on the number of hospital-acquired conditions in the patient population. Patient records must be cleaned of identifiable patient data before being used. There are several additional important components of the HIPAA legislation that you need to be aware of. Violating HIPAA can result in civil and criminal charges being brought against a person and an organization. The penalties include fines and possibly imprisonment. As you go about your professional duties, you will at times see or discuss specific patient data. It is crucial that you understand this data is not to be shared outside the parameters of your work environment. The intent of HIPAA, in addition to protecting patient privacy, is to give patients some degree of control over who can and who cannot see their medical information. HIPAA is not intended to have a negative impact on communications in healthcare. So, with that in mind, let's talk about a few guidelines. Following these guidelines will help you avoid problems. The first is that any patient information you learn in the hospital or clinic stays there. It is not appropriate to discuss patient information with friends or family outside your workplace. For example, do not tell your best friend that her boss has just been admitted to the hospital for cancer surgery. Do not tell your neighbor that you saw his daughter in the emergency room. It is important at all times to keep patient information confidential and to realize that this includes the spoken word in addition to what appears in medical records. HIPAA also requires that patient information be shared only with those who need to know in order to perform their professional responsibilities. So, always be aware of what you are saying, who you are saying it to, where you are, and who might be able to overhear your conversation. Always remember that the penalties for violating the HIPAA rules might include losing your job and possible criminal charges. In summary, remember that part of being a professional in the healthcare environment is understanding what regulations may impact your communications. It is important to know what information you can and cannot divulge and to whom. Never give your computer access codes to anyone for any reason. Be sure to log off your computer when stepping away from it. Be sure to remove as much personally identifying information as possible from patient data that you are using to resolve IT problems. Be sure that you are aware of and clearly understand your organization's specific policies on HIPAA and how those apply to your professional role. To review, remember that infection control is everyone's responsibility. Hand washing should be a regular part of your professional grooming to help prevent the spread of disease-causing bacteria. Frequent hand washing will help prevent harm to you, your coworkers, patients, and the organization. HIPAA requires that healthcare organizations comply with protections for patient privacy and data security. Violations can result in being fired, fines to the organization, closure of the organization, and even imprisonment for some individuals. By being attentive to the HIPAA requirements, you will not only show respect for patients, but will also protect yourself and your organization from these penalties.